Well, so I think podcasting is an era in my life. This feels so uncomfortable. I don't like it, I'm trying to say. I think it's coming to a close. The Vinyl Countdown show that I do with my friends, we're talking about wrapping that up in a few episodes when we hit 200. Stopped doing my little video game show. I haven't done a ham radio in forever. And once my Libsyn account expires, I'll probably just let it go. I don't know when that'll be. I don't know. I used to like this stuff, but now I don't. It just feels weird. I don't like talking to myself. I don't like hearing myself back. I'm done. I learned whatever I was going to learn. I think in a lot of ways, it was a real social crutch in my 20s especially. I mean, because of podcasts, I knew people all over the fucking place, and whenever I went to a new city, I could just know people and have people to hang out with. But I feel like some fucking jerk off was just trying to bicycle without his hands on the handlebars and just about wiped out. Jesus, it's windy. Good way to wrap things up. Windy. I feel like the scale is tipped a lot. I mean, I reserve the right to change my mind whenever, but if anything, it's all just, all this fucking shit has just become a weird detriment. If I just go out into the world like a normal person and interact with other normal people, it goes fucking fine. The internet's just a big pile of fucking annoying, horrible shit. Just no one acts like a normal human being. So I think this episode is just gonna be, fuck you, god damn it, how can it be this fucking, So I think this episode is just gonna be like a playlist. I mean, I could stop between songs and tell you, oh, here's this song, here's where it's from, and here's a dumb little thing about it. But I'm not gonna bother. The list will be on the website. If you like any of these, you can go look them up. I'm just gonna play a bunch of songs. I think I will play, this is, I guess, an example of how my brain is ping-ponging around about this. I recorded a thing for the video game podcast because I decided I was going to take it down. But then I was like, oh, well, I'll leave some of them up. Some of the ones I did with my friends are pretty good episodes. So I made a little intro, kind of saying the same thing I just said. But then I decided to just leave them all up anyway because whatever, who fucking cares? So I'll fucking toss that in here and then just a bunch of songs. And then maybe you'll hear from me and then maybe you won't. Who knows? I'll keep doing XOs here and again. But other than that, I think it's time to take my work back underground. To stop it falling into the wrong hands. I don't know. See? I mean, even that. Just sometimes you hear yourself back and you're like, okay, well, that was alright. Sometimes you hear yourself back and you're like, what a fucking tool. Fuck you. And I mean, what's the point of it? If you just go out into the world, man, have some drinks, hang out at a bar, everything's fine. Whether it is or not, I mean, it's not reflected back into your face, so it seems like it's fine. I don't know. If you live your life on the internet, you're just making mistakes, man. Big, big fucking weird thing to do. And on that judgmental note, goodbye. And on that judgmental note, here's the episode. That, see, then I'm like, oh, which one of those fits better, this one or that one? This is just a neurotic fucking nightmare. Goodbye, it's over. I mean, see, like that. do I want it entered into the record, my inability to fucking parse my thoughts and say things without, I don't know. Internet life, man, it's a weird thing to do to yourself.
So, I've decided to take my work back underground. To stop it falling into the wrong hands.
Test. Hello, here's a little message to anyone who stumbles across this page. What this is my name's Keith McNally. I do podcasts and shit, and I like video games. I listen to video game podcasts all the time when I'm just hanging out with friends. Our go-to thing to talk about is video games. So I was like, you know, why don't I do a video game podcast? I hemmed and hawed about it for ages, and then I started doing one, and for a little while it was kind of fun. But I don't know, what ended up happening is I just started getting less and less comfortable with this podcast. I mean, with podcasting in general. In my 20s, I thought it was really like, oh, let's just put yourself out there. Just open yourself up and show yourself to everyone. And that's a brave, noble thing to do, whatever. But I think that less now that I'm in my 30s. And with this in particular, it really fucking just exposed this very... like, not the greatest side of my personality, where I've got this really angular brain, where it's just if things aren't just right, like, it's like an OCD thing, maybe, I don't know, but it's just like, it's, my opinions are very jagged and annoying, you know? And when I'm just talking to other people, it's not so bad, they keep you in check or in balance, but a lot of these shows were just me talking to myself, and would just get more and more complainy and just... nitpicky, and I just feel like unless I put out a game myself that's good, I just have no, what is this, you know? Like, maybe I'll do that. If I ever put out a video game someday and it's a great success, then I'll put these games back out, or I'll put these podcasts back out. Maybe I'll do that. If I ever put out a game someday and it is a great success, then, I don't even like talking anymore. Like, I don't like this anymore. I used to like talking to no one and making podcasts, but this is just a blah. Anyway, I guess it came to a head when I was at, like, a party, and somebody knew I did podcasts and brought it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, let's talk about that, I guess. Let's talk about this shit. And it occurred to me, I was like, man, these people I'm talking to right now that I'm hanging out with tonight, I would never want them to stumble upon... most of this shit that I do, but this in particular, this podcast of just me being the worst nerd in the world, complaining about video games, like, just, it's like, it's embarrassing and bad. So I decided, you know what, fuck this, what am I doing? Just, let's just live life like a normal person, but I don't want to just take the whole page down, because some of these podcasts are good. And not coincidentally, I think there's some kind of lesson for me to learn here. The ones I did with other people, where I'm just talking to my friends, are still really good shows. I'm like, yeah, these are good shows. I don't want to take these down. So basically what I did is I just went through and I just took down all the ones that are just me being a fucking annoying dickhead. But the ones that are still left, I've, like, curated it. These episodes that... so you'll see it's spotty on the page. Just a spotty list of random podcasts. But these are all the cool ones that are still, I think, kind of cool and worth listening to. And it's not like the other ones were worthless, you know? I mean, some people really liked them. And I had a good opinion here and again. But it's just overwhelmed by the avalanche of my horrible personality. So... I don't know, if you really want to hear them bad enough, email me, I'll send them to you, I don't really care, but just for public consumption, I was like, how about this, how about here's the curated video game podcast, Keith McNally's 2013 experiment in video game podcasting that crashed and burned, but here's a handful of cool episodes that came out of it. So, thanks for listening, I'm glad you showed up on this page, whereas before I would have been mortified. So... There's my disclaimer. Rest in peace, video game podcast, 2013 to 2013. Did I start this in 2012? Oh, who fucking gives a shit? Here it is. Anyway, keithcourage.com is my website. All right. I hope you enjoy these. Adios. Thank you.
say has come before, assembled into something, into something, into something. I don't know for certain
do I truly wish this cessation?
Thank you. ask me, how am I? Well, I'm still standing on I. That's something, that's one thing that's gone my way. It's so hard to go on, like everything's okay now, when inside I still cry for yesterday. This is my
see me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother Noomse. Group is say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we up at Fridays, I still have it my way. Gone.
We strive at home.
Gone.
I ride on chrome.
Y'all don't want no pride from me. What you rappers could get is a job for me. Maybe you could be my intern. An intern, I'll show you how I cook up summer in the winter. Aaron love the raw dog, when will he learn? Caught something on the Usher tour, he had to let it burn. Plus he already got three churn. Arguing over babysitters like, bitch, it's your turn. Damn, yeah, it'd be stupid to ditch you. Even your superficial raps is super official. Rock pastel with Gucci on. With TVs in the ride, throw a movie on. Said he couldn't rap, now he at the top with Doobie Long. Cause I dookie on any song that they do me on. Gone.
We strive at home. I ride on chrome.
We strive at home.
We strive at home.
mind, the gorilla troop of my chinchilla blue. You ever dealt with a dealer? Well, here's the deal, ma. We going to the dealer, boo. No concealing, no ceiling, I don't need a roof. Act up, get out, I don't need you, poof, poof. Be going damn tough luck, dag, but dag. Niggas still doing puff, puff, pass. Pull the truck up fast, and I tell them, hey, back in the touched up jag shit. Your niggas won't get in cam cerebellum. An old man just gonna tell them. Then I see how you're gonna react when I'm gone. My last girl want me back, then I'm gone. Fine, stay, you got the grind, hey. Came back, be with the sign, say. Yes, I know you wanna see my demise. Know you church boy acting like a thief in disguise. Ain't even my size, see the greed in my eyes. Act happy, I hustle, boy, weed to the shine. Shit, and that ain't even a lie, please believe me. Gave Weezy a piece of the pie. And you can ask Georgia, Regina, Gina, whole west side. I explore with the Beamer now. We strive at home, I ride on chrome. Listen, homeboy, move on. That's your best bet. Why is that cause?
Yeah. I've been pouring out some liquor for the fact that my pal's gone. And trying to help his mama with the fact that her child's gone. And since we used the bubble like a tub full of Calgon, guess it's only right that I should help her from now on. But since they got a foul on, what could have gone wrong? Now they ask the cons, how long has this gone on? And maybe all this money might have gone to my head. Cause it got me thinking money might have gone to the Fed. So I ain't going to the dread, but he ain't going up to bed. And when I came the next morning, he was gone my bread. And with that being said, I ain't gone my instincts. And going to the spots where they go to get mixed drinks. But looking back now, I should've gone to the crib and rent it gone with the wind. Cause I'd have gone in my tent, but I ain't gone, my friend. And we had gone to the bar and heard a nigga talking shit, so I ain't gone to the car. And now the judge is telling me that I ain't gone too far. And I'll be gone for 20 years doing time behind bars. And since I've gone to a cell for some petty crimes, I guess I've gone to the well one too many times. Cause I'm gone.
Sometimes years out, so the powers that be won't let me get my ideas out. And that make me wanna get my advance out and move to Oklahoma and just live in my aunt's house. Yeah, I romance the thought of leaving it all behind. Kanye, step away from the limelight, like when I was on the grind in the 1999. Before model chicks was bending over, or dealerships asked me, Benz a Rover. Man, if I could just get one beat on Hover, we could get up off the sheep ass sofa. What the summer of the shy got to offer an 18-year-old? Sell drugs to get a job, you gotta play Euro. My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager count the churros. Sometimes I can't believe it when I look up in the mirror. How we out in Europe, spending euros. They claim you never know what you got till it's gone. I know I got it, I don't know what y'all on. I'ma open up a store for aspiring MCs. Won't sell them no dream, but the inspiration is free. But if they ever flip sides like Anakin, you will sell everything, including the mannequin. They got a new bitch, now you Jennifer Aniston. Hold on, I'll handle it. Don't start panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door, cause they need more inspiration for their life, they souls, and they songs. They said, sorry, Mr. West is gone.
Yo, Matt, you seen my MOP Hall & Oates mixtape?
Last I knew it was in your Walkman, like.
I can't find it anywhere. It's getting ridiculous. I really need to go for a walk.
Better stimulation, motivation comes in goals like gas station patrons. So sedation compensates for unexpected vacation.
Thank you.
That's my pre-gratitude. Post, please leave me alone. That's just my rude attitude. No dysfunction. Flip side, I'm just your ordinary citizen. They waiting patiently for me to sin again. But then again,
shit,
I'm really mommy's little angel, but that angel on my shoulder got strangled for trying to tangle with his nemesis. He caught him on the wrong day, got cut like DJ spinning doubles. The fucking song play. I'm on my way to the store, ignoring the city, to purchase a pack of Marbreds with a stack of rolled pennies. I can go for Denny's and my stomach holds plenty, but my pockets got holes. I guess the goal's to stay empty, quite simply put. Me and my pockets share interest, cause I'll never fall in love with that pretty green eyed temptress twice.
Yeah, alright.
I learned my lesson the first time, I just couldn't keep up with that ever changing Jordan line of foot apparel. Parallel to many clones, my eyes vision monochrome, 7 shades and 20 tones. Plus I breathe artistic, they eating everything I'm feeding them. Put myself in every painting, use my spit as mad medium. End results are my children, we share the same genes, cast the same reflections and interpret the same dreams. And at night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm worthless, But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know this city's mine. At night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm worthless, But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know this city's mine. I walk down dead in the streets like I didn't see the sign. Just to turn around and walk back, that's fine and dandy, but what's whack is the fact I'm still walking. Like thank God for Walkmans. I'm only yawning cause these simple-minded mortals make me sleepy. So what do? I resort to TV in a seemingly lousy attempt to numb myself with lackluster images and insignificant information.
Well, this is really top riches.
Just to have the upper hand in monotonous conversations.
Yep.
And for lack of better stimulation, I'm painting portraits of dysfunctional families with gloomy faces. Rocket, don't worry, be happy t-shirts. You're assuming I'm tasteless. You'll misconstrue it, but your babies will embrace it. The basic essentials of a very bitter young man.
That kicks rusty soda cans
and walks on decrepit bricks
with a permanent pair of headphones.
Trying to make these lectures stick.
Let the protesters pick it,
like they're gonna make a difference,
and watch them die before they realize that the cause was non-existent.
And at night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm willing,
But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know this city's mine.
And at night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm willing,
But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know this city's mine.
I walk a shitty city sidewalk, stepping on every single crack, reminiscing of that joke we used to say when we were snotty nose.
My purpose got defeated when my mom turned paraplegic.
Plus I failed my civil service exam.
They said I cheated,
not to mention tainted urine samples. And the attention span of a second grader, more fascinated with building blocks than wasting time stressing his daily lesson. Hence the Ritalin.
I've been gone with the wind like lucky lottery tickets since day one.
I stepped on left cause right's wrong. So what do? I resort to friendly games of ping pong and sing a song of sixpence. I'm none the richer, I just kiss her on the lips and keep trucking. And at night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm willing, But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know the city's mine. And at night, I roam these streets with absolutely no purpose. Feeling like I'm willing, But contrary to my last statement, I feel fine. Content with the fact that I know the city's mine.
City's mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be landing in beautiful Puerto Alegre in 10 minutes. The weather here is 92 degrees and the time is 3 o'clock.
Down in PA, not Pennsylvania, Puerto Alegre, in southern Brazil, where they live life slow, where you get drink cachaça or sip some shit. My hoe, and at first I didn't know what to expect. I almost had a nervous breakdown, a mental train wreck, cultural shock, your body, cultural anxiety. In third world countries don't mix. Over 3 days I played the hotel just observing, but started feeling sick cause I knew my heart was yearning for something more. So I took a little tour and I ended up downtown and took a look around. So many people, it seemed millions, so many colors, but they were all Brazilian. I thought, damn, what a sight to see. They spoke a different language, but they was just like me.
Now I'm leaving New York life behind me. To a place with nobody to find me. You can stay, but I don't know why. It's like, what's the use of wings if you're scared to fly? So
old PA, not Pennsylvania, Puerto Alegre, Southern Brazil, where they live life slow. Where you can drink IPDs at a Churrasco, and it's cop away in the park till it gets dark. The way they move, they make it look like art. And speaking of which, we got with some of the illest writers, where mags don't exist, so they can never be biters. Old Jamios is a hard act to follow. Wild imagery, courtesy of Sao Paulo. It's a place where they embrace hip hop like the Bible, and look up to Sabotage like an idol. No gunplay at the show, so it's safe to go. No censorship, they say fuck on the radio. And females, please don't even make me start. I give every last one of them a piece of my heart.
So I'm leaving, do you look like behind me? To a place where nobody can find me. You can stay, but I don't know why. It's like, what's the use of wasting? You're scared to fly. No, SL, I'll be back real soon. Tell her who I'm through, I'll be back real soon. And only got to on the things you showed me. Moves of that, but now it's up, it's gonna hold.
Another lovely day in good old PA. Not Pennsylvania, Puerto, or Lake. Southern Brazil, where they live like slow, where you can drink Guaraná with the people you know, and you can have a conversation without saying a word, because the eyes spoke clear every time on the curb. And if you don't speak Portuguese, then don't even stress, because now means no, a thumb up means yes. Don't rent a car, because you never find a parking space. But if you're hungry, you can walk to the marketplace. The public parks are so beautiful, and if you meet somebody there, it's not what's up, you say to the phone. Nobody stares for the clothes you wear. Nobody cares if your soul is there. You're from New York and you broke, you're still rich in AIs, because one US dollar equals three AIs.
Now I'm leaving New York life behind me.
Pennsylvania, Puerto Alegre, in Southern Brazil, where they live life slow. But my 2 weeks was up, so I had to go. Back to New York, where everybody's got issues. Even if you ain't listening, they still discuss them with you. And they act like it's so hard to smile. You offer an inch, but they want 5 miles. You get depressed just to mesh with the rest of them, cause making money's first and being happy means less to them. It's where they carry big chips on their shoulders, work hard most of their life just to retire when they older, and resent all the years wasted. And it's a place where the tension's so thick in the air that you can taste it. But there's a place where the love grows higher. I'm reminded every time I listen to Tim Meyer.
Now I'm leaving New York life behind me.
I don't even want to know.
I just got to sleep. It seems like lately time be beating my ass. Every second is like a right hook from Iron Mike Tyson in his prime. It's like my mind is on a treadmill and sweating bullets. I see the plug but I can't pull it. This belt just keeps bringing me back, and every minute's like a tiger uppercut from Sagat. I'm up against these ropes and ain't no telling if I win or not. These gloves is getting heavy. It's fight or flight, you know how that goes. Facing classes, chasing, got me dodging obstacles, and every hour's like a tightrope. I walk with greasy shoes, still yet I got my conscience telling me that I can't lose. So every time I start slipping and ego start tripping, I focus real hard. I levitate just like I'm God and everything is lovely. I'm in the clouds, no one above me, with the gift to differentiate snakes from those that love me. There's a thin line between happiness and hopeless, and even thinner line between on point and out of focus. But back to my story about my fall from glory and how I levitate from the fate I put before me. They say be patient, but what the fuck is patience when my heart is racing? Put yourself in my situation, try to be humble. You won't refrain from getting pissed when you look down to see you falling right through times of abyss and start to see visions, memories you really miss. Simple things like your first birthday wish,
your first girlfriend,
your first love,
your first French kiss,
your first time feeling hate,
the first time you got dissed,
your first day of school,
your very first college class,
your first time touching titties,
first time you got ass,
your first time learning wrong from right,
first lonely night,
the first time you got your ass
whooped, and your first real fight,
your first triple double dare,
your first pubic hair,
your first time watching Jason,
your first nightmare.
That's when you realize that time was your worst nightmare, and now you stuck asking yourself why ain't life fair. You get closer to the bottom, see the end of your line, your first time ever losing this battle with time. But right before you meet your death, one more memory left, the only one that's obsolete was your first breath. The only one that's obsolete was your first breath. The only one that's obsolete was your first
one
breath.
One moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect,
and make the simplest shit complex. The baby face got the planet fool, books get judged by their covers worldwide, coincide with the illest. The real is just fictional dreams, no time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be a man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied, but till the day arrives, all I got is 85. A clock can kill motivation, that's why I'm never rocking a watch. What's a deadline when you're living on your own time? I'm living slow, Peter Pan style, son. You didn't know I never grow up. My mind is set at 6 years old. As far as I'm concerned, it's grown up shit. It's for the birds, so pass the Skittles, juju fruits, the now ladies and nerds. I'm eating sweets until my teeth fall out and I can't see, and I'm deaf in my left ear, but my right can hear, cause living happily. So why you mad at me? Cause your frustrations gave you gray hairs. 99% of your life spent chasing American nightmares. Fuck outta here, I'm crazy childish, just check the habits. I play with my food, pick my nose and eat it, damn it. Plus I'll pick my scabs, I'll be the first to pop blistered, cause I'm more immature than that cat from Sister Sister. If my parents tell me no, I'ma do it anyway. Experience will make more sense than anything that they could ever say. Forever playing video game till I'm sleepy. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, please, you never beat me. So basically you're better off paying a bill or something. Your mind is elderly, 40 over the hill or something. I'm young at heart, I'ma forever be a kid. I'm on some Tom Hanks shit. You ever seen the movie Big? My heart is Captain 85, the coolest place I ever been in my life. We watching Smurfs eating cinnamon light. We never knew a crack rock cause it was
waggle. Only peak pussy we knew a snaggle. Your mind's in the dirt. We playing hungry hippo till our hands hurt. What you know about pouring out a whole box of tricks to get the toy out scared of. Go to sleep cause something's under your bed. And all it took was a look to get the thoughts out your head. And then you fall right to sleep without a worry in mind. That's why I can't understand why cats be hurrying time. And I don't wanna grow up, I'm a crab apple kid. And I enjoy the company of people I relate with. But if it comes down to it to deal with cats that I despise, I just close my eyes. One moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. A baby face got the planet fool. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest, the realest. Just fictional dreams, no time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be your man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. Until the day arrives, one moon to the next. Clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. The baby face got the planet fool. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest, the realest. Just fictional dreams, no time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be a man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. But till the day arrives, all I got is 85.